Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome home. We're going to start, everybody. So we're going to start this year. Reb Leibach Ezra, are you ready for us? Yeah, how are you? Good morning, everyone. Good. Oh, come on. So we're holding now. Kuta is learning about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. What's your base? What does it say about Eretz Yisrael? It says mitzvah schala. Mitzvah schala. It's the aspect of Yerushas Eretz Yisrael.
See that one right up to mitzvah
schala. It's perfect. Mitzvah schala. Mitzvah schala is the aspect of Yerusha of inheriting Eretz Yisrael. Because through Chala, a person could draw down the Schus Avos, the merit of the forefathers. And like we mentioned yesterday and the letters before, that this as a person could be Zecha to merit to reveal the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Yirgimu. Me, Shekavanasai, L'Shemayim Ba'amis. Someone who's really doing something for the sake of heaven, truthfully. Shenasei L'Yisrael, a person travels to Eretz Yisrael. What's his goal in traveling? Not just to go on vacation. That's also good. But it's in order, could they lashuv aydeze l'Hashem Yisbar? A person is coming to Eretz Yisrael. A person is coming to Eretz Yisrael in order to come close to Hashem. That's why. That's the reason to come to Eretz Yisrael. Not coming to make money from Aliyah. Not coming to make. The reason why he's coming is in order to come back to Hashem. The vade certainly totally Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael will help him very much do tshuva. Eretz Yisrael will certainly help him very much. Because through the fact that he enters Eretz Yisrael, through this Eretz Yisrael eats him up. Eretz Yisrael, and he turns into a part of Eretz Yisrael. The person turns Kaddish. That's the Torah Kuf Chav Test, 129. So a person who comes to Eretz Yisrael in order to come close to Hashem, because here it's more, there's more spirituality here, then he will certainly help him a lot to come close to Hashem, to come back to Hashem. And he becomes part and parcel of the Eretz Yisrael itself. The Kedusha eats him up. He becomes enveloped in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael.
That's what Rabbim says.
That's and they say that the question is that nothing in the Torah is Shaker, right? The Torah is Emes, right? So even when they were saying Eretz Yechaz Yishveh, they were saying it in the wrong way, but certainly there was an element of truth that if a person who wants to come into the Kedusha, then it eats it. They were saying negative, it eats people up, it kills them. But it's the opposite of true. It engulfs and envelops a person in the Kedusha. Right? So they were right. It does eat up it. When the Torah says it's Eretz Yechaz Yishveh, a land that eats up the inhabitants, it's true. It swallows the person, and the person becomes part and parcel of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's good news for us. Now, so even if a person walks 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael, already he's enveloped in that Kedusha. Just for walking 4 amos. For sure, if we walk more than 4 amos, every day we walk. The person gets enveloped in the Kedusha. Oh, however,
don't give Eretz Yisrael indigestion, though.
Oh, that's what we're saying next.
We'll see.
However, if a person doesn't come here for Ratzon Hashem, he comes here for other reasons. Uh-huh. He's not coming to Eretz Yisrael for Avodas Hashem. He's coming for other reasons, and he didn't come here in order to obliterate his evil. Which means it sounds like the other side is we're coming here to obliterate, get away from our evil, to come part of the Kedusha. A person doesn't come here to obliterate evil. Maybe he wants to add more evil. I don't know what he wants to do. So what's it going to help him sitting in Eretz Yisrael? So it's the opposite is true, because Eretz Yisrael will vomit him out. Spit him out. Like the Pasuk says, if you don't do the mitzvahs properly in Eretz Yisrael, and you do the abomination of the Goyim, Eretz Yisrael will vomit you just like it vomited the other nations. Therefore, if we come here for Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael eats us up. But if Chas v'Shalom, people coming for other reasons, not to come closer to Hashem, and they have other agendas in mind, then Eretz Yisrael spits them out. Even if it's not, we don't see it on a physical level, it's on a spiritual level. That Eretz Yisrael, they don't connect, they're not connecting. People are in Eretz Yisrael, they don't connect. Certain people are here, connect, I feel the Kedusha. Certain people, they don't feel anything, because they're just being, they feel like repulsed by Eretz Yisrael. Yes, that's why it's Kedai. If you want to do tshuva, it says, but Vali, certainly Eretz Yisrael will help a person a lot in their tshuva.
If the majority of Jews in Israel are not connected to
Okay, it's unfortunate. And so they're not zeichah to feel it.
But they may believe in God, but not keeping
They're dying to go to Chofesh, to Chutzlars. We have problems with other people. The Jews are perfect. All of them.
Now, where
it's...
I have to always think
of the good. All the Jews are perfect.
Oh. Now, the Chavos Chaim, we're in Shmiras HaLashon, Shah HaTorah Parak Zayin, we said we're going to focus on two mitzvahs that every Jew does every day. And it said we're learning that the importance of a person learning Torah and sending their children to learn Torah. Because even if a person just sends his children to learn Torah until 14, 15 years old, they'll still be very lacking in the mitzvahs. Even when they do the mitzvahs, they'll do them without love and fear of Hashem, and without simcha. So the Chavos Chaim gives two examples of mitzvahs that someone who doesn't learn properly, even though they do these mitzvahs, they're not going to do these mitzvahs correctly. They've been missing a lot of the mitzvahs. Here's another example. First example is tefillin. Everyone puts on tefillin, right? Send the kid to school till 14, 15 years old. He'll put on tefillin when he starts working. You send him to a public school. He'll keep on putting on tefillin, hopefully. But, first of all, he has to make sure that they're square. The tefillin are really square. Right? Also, make sure the straps are black. So that's halacha b'Shmei Sinai. If not, it's possibly tefillin. Also, you have to make sure people who don't learn, they don't know the tefillin has to be on the head. It can't be on the forehead, even a little bit. Right? The whole entire tefillin has to be, right?
Above the hairline.
Above the hairline.
What happens if it was here and it's up here now?
Or at the hairline used to be.
Oh, good.
So either where it is or it was. That's the... Yeah, you don't have to put it on the back of your head.
Yeah. That's
the soft, right? The baby's soft spot, but that's where it's supposed to be generally. But it has up until it can't be. So even if it's a little bit over there, it's not considered tefillin. Also on the hand, it has to be all on the, it has to be more on the muscle, not too low. Like everyone, however, someone who's not a bent turret and they're just lacking. You see, a lot of people, they have no idea how to put on tefillin. They have no idea how to put on tefillin properly. That's one example. People who don't actually learn hilchos tefillin and learn properly, even if they learn to 14, 15 years old, they'd be lacking in this. Such a, even though they're doing the mitzvah of tefillin, they're still lacking. Also, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema.
Actually, they're not doing them.
Right, for sure. They're not doing mitzvah of tefillin. Even if they are doing
it.
Maybe also, the Chavos Chaim saw that here, someone who's, even if they do it, they're not going to do it right. Also, people are not going to do it. Also, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right? Is this person careful to say Shema properly, to hear every single word? Right? The halacha, they have to hear every word to get the mitzvah of Shema. We have to hear every word we speak and make sure to say clearly every single letter, every word, and separate between the words, especially the words that end with the same letter and the end of it, and the beginning of it is the same letter. It's very easy to say and make it a jumble, right? Like it's brought down in Shas and Shulchan Aruch. And even if a guy, he is careful to say Kriya Shema, right? He has to make sure to say in the right time, in the winter, in the summer. And there are also, every mitzvah, there are so many halachas and nuances in the halacha. If someone doesn't actually sit and learn the halachas, it's impossible to know the halacha and fulfill the mitzvah properly. And when are we going to realize how lacking we are? This really don't. Us and loving, the time to come, when it's going to be the time of Mashiach and Hashem's going to start giving out the awards, Hashem's going to give out the trophies, everyone who did mitzvahs, when we start making announcements, right? Start giving the announcements that every person should come, right? Start making the announcements that everyone should come and get the schar for the mitzvahs, right? That is going to say a batzko is going to come out and like blow from the top of the horn, up the top of the mountains. It says, whoever served Hashem, come and pick up their reward. Now it's time to pick up your reward, right? Then each person is going to come and with his mitzvah. So I put on tefillin, right? I put on tefillin. And then a person is going to realize how lacking he was in all the mitzvahs. Right? But because, why is he lacking the mitzvahs so much? Not because he didn't want to do it. He was just lacking the knowledge. He didn't know these mitzvahs exist. He didn't know how to do them. And that's what the Pasuk says, Torah Hashem and Me'iras Einayim. The Torah Hashem opens up a person's eyes. The Torah Hashem opens up a person's eyes on one level, just how to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. And also in general in life, to give him direction in life, it also opens his eyes. So someone who's not going to learn Torah, then they're not going to, first of all, they're not going to, eyes are not going to be open and lit up to know how to fulfill the mitzvahs in general. Also, to have a path in life is to be walking in the darkness, we said, he's more guaranteed to fall than to stand strong. It's supposed to be on the muscle, a little tilted towards the heart, that when you put it down, it's too much, but it's all way off the muscle, it's not good.
No, on the muscle, but tilted too much.
It should be tilted a little bit. Too much could also be a problem.
It's
to try to make a muscle if you have one. You need to do the muscle weird, and your muscles, you see them where you're supposed to be.
If it's on the muscle and it moves a little bit, it's also very bad or not so bad?
Depends how much it moves, what's a little bit. So it's kedai when you do it to make it pretty tight. Not too tight, you stop your blood, but make it tight.
You guys, that's the only
problem. I don't see my muscle. They say it's like two fingers from here, that's your muscle. So the cat usually two fingers, that's your muscle. That's what I put. Okay, that's what your muscle is supposed to be. It's like, you don't have a hairline, I don't have a muscle. That's why everybody has 30.
Okay. You've got many muscles, by the way.
You have so much muscles, and
everybody has their own.
And you're young, you have no idea. Look, Hashem. It's about
40, 45 degrees from the top of the muscle.
They say generally it's around, if you do two fingers, if you put your hand like this, put two fingers, it's usually.
If I do it right and it moves, well, take it off and redo it.
If it moves a little, enough. It moves too much. It's just six. Usually, if you put it on normally, some people have a minute, if they go over to try it again, they go over again one time to hold it in place.
That's a good idea.
Except some people have that minute, right? If they tie in that tefillin, before. I don't know, ask the rabbi, say before they start going around, before they don't capture this one, they go around the tefillin itself, that's my minik. So in order that it should stay in place, that's my minik to do that, so it stays twice. Better. Well, Rabbi does twice.
Keeps the knot on. Right?
The knot also keeps the knot on.
The
knot keeps
on.
Usually
the Hawking's fingers that way.
So, well, yeah, to what, to go over?
You go, make the second loop around. The half loop and the full loop around it to begin.
Right, so it stays in place.
And then you go.
And then you start going back. So that's a minik.
People
have.
What? The whole thing in place.
Well, yeah, that's what helps us stay in place. That's, I don't know, that's one minute. It's their minhagim, but. Right, that's also, it makes another like shin. Also, it's very, it helps the yod, it helps to stay in place, makes the shin. So if that's your minute, then if you want to keep do that minute, I don't know, ask a rabbi if you could change your minute. So anyway, that's regarding Hilchos Tefillin. She's good, we ended up talking about Hilchos Tefillin also. Baruch Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, today, we're going to try to move into Gemara a little bit. We don't know. Unknown.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is it
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Revi'i
Chomidit. I'm not saying anything. I think I said it. You already got your mitzvah. You can say all the rest of the game later, but for now, at least you got to miss the rest of remembering Shabbos. Learning a lot of new stuff, I think. Yeah. You taught Yaakov something. That's. Let's see the Gemara. So we're still trying to figure out what's with this kite. Whether it's a book over here, if anybody's interested, Shlomo Yaffe's book, you can read it over here. This book, Science of Life, explains. Different sheets is what a koi is. If it's a buffalo, a wild thing, I don't know.
You have a koi now or no?
They have two different shots, and whoever wants to look at it after the shir, welcome to the whole book, about 100 pages. Two pages are about a koi, deciding what it is, the grill, different sheets.
Pictures,
everything.
Wow.
So, rather, Shlomo Yaffe wrote it for whoever would like to use it gently. Fine. Ella Amar Rava. Rather, Rava says, what is a koi? Why can't you do kisi adam on a koi on Yom Tov? What's the problem? So he says, Eiver kira, daita levade, the ain daita lesafi. Right, only four lines up from the wide lines. Because you have in mind, by Ifakira, your mind is, when you prepare something for certainty, for purposes that you're going to need, that's what your mind is on. And you don't prepare it for a suffix. Good? That's a shita, that's Chiddush in Mukta. He's saying a Chiddush in Mukta. that when you designate it for a specific purpose that you're for sure going to need, it's not designated for itself. Va'azda Rava latame, Rava goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Hichvis Ofer L'chasas Baitzayim, one who brought in Ofer to their house, they brought in dirt to their house in order to cover over the Tzayim, let's say the manure of a child. So you've prepared it, and over there you're not sure the person is going to, the baby is actually going to have an accident in the middle of your dining room. So you prepare to be suffic, you put sand on the side, just in case my kid during the Shabbos Suda has an accident, I'll cover it up. So if you prepare the dirt for a suffic, then mutter l'chasas by dam sipar. You're allowed to use it for a fade purpose, you're allowed to use it for kisei hadam on a bird. Good? However, if it's for dam sipar, if you prepare the dirt only for the dam sipar, oster l'chasas by tzayet, oster to cover over the menorah. Because since you prepared it for a certain use you're certainly going to need, it's not considered prepared for a suffic use. That's Rav's chiddush in Mokta. Good? Fine. So according to Rav, we understand why you can't do kisei hadam on a suffic, right? Because even Rashi said, even though I have my multi-purpose sandbox, the multi-purpose sandbox is for cases where I definitely need it, right? For cases where I can do kisei hadam or for other reasons, right? But you can't use a sandbox for your reasons of suffic. Good. So therefore, we don't let you touch the kisei adam. Why can't you do kisei adam on Yontov? Because it's mukta. So again, the Bryce is no matter case. You have prepared dirt, but you can't cover it. That's mukta. You shouldn't shecht the kites. That's mukta. And chadash so machmer. Even if you already shechted it, they don't want you to do mukta. Don't touch mukta, and don't do kisei adam. Don't get your suffic mitzvah of kisei adam, and don't touch mukta. So Rabbanan, I'm telling you here, we would rather you not touch mukta than maybe get your mitzvah kisei adam.
What's the mukzah? Dirt?
The dirt's mukzah. Yeah.
Yes, mukzah for the
suffix.
For the suffix, but not mukzah for the vadai.
Correct. So, right. So if you have a case, if you're shechting sheep today, not sheep, if you're shechting other chayas today, or let's say if you're shechting a bird today, you can use your multi-purpose sandbox because they're prepared. But the minute I start looking around and I say, you know, I'm in the mood of some buffalo wings. I want some buffalo. So then,
buffalo burgers.
So then, you can't do this kisei adam because it's considered mukta. Unless you were
written by. Originally, mindset was on this thing.
Oh, cool. If originally I know for sure I'm shechting a kai tomorrow, if for sure I'm having buffaloes on the menu, right? Then you for sure prepared the dirt for the suffix. Kisei adam, then of course it's good. But our scenario is, right, you were planning on having birds. You were planning chicken and duck tomorrow, right? Then you got getting new guests all of a sudden, you found out, and you say, you know what? I'm all right. When you prepared the dirt, you were planning on having, let's say, the chicken. And then you say, you know what, let's also shash some koi, right? So you didn't separate. So there, the dam, the dirt was prepared for the vade, not for the suffix. So it's moksa. So it's a chiddush. The rabbanan tell you, don't. Just sit back and do nothing. Don't touch mukta. And don't get your maybe mitzvah sustain.
In this shita, if you...
That's Rabba.
If you didn't...
Rabba.
In Rabba.
But that's what we understand our brahis. And our brahis is not going to explain this shita in our brahis. You need the next shita.
Right.
In the shita, if you didn't have in mind that you're going to shech vadai, is that considered suffix? Meaning you didn't know you were going to shech chicken.
But it seems like when you make your multi-purpose sandbox, it's for cases where you definitely need it.
Yeah, so and this is not a case where you definitely need it. In the sheet, it sounds...
That's a good question. I don't know.
Rashi says it's going in
Rabbi Yehuda's
sheet.
That's a good question. Let's say I had a suffix and I'm going to shech the animal tomorrow. Then you sound kind of a bigger problem that you might be muksa. Stam, it's not right.
No, it's not.
I know, but you have to designate it before. You only allow to eat the animal you designate.
What?
You have to designate the animals and the birds before that you want to eat.
You're saying all chickens are made of achila.
No, but you have to have in mind yourself. You have to have in mind yourself you can eat it.
Yeah, I might eat it. I don't know which chicken also.
Oh.
I also don't know which chicken.
You're preparing dirt, but you designate dirt, you're certainly going to need the dirt tomorrow.
Ah, but you didn't need...
You're going to need the dirt. You don't know which chicken you need it for, but you're going to need the dirt. Here...
No. If you had in mind to shech one chicken,
right,
and you weren't sure which chicken it was going to be, but you ended up shechting two chickens, Because your das was on all of them, but there was in Safek of two.
I don't think that's a problem with Safek, because it's like your multi-purpose sandbox. I don't know for sure. Even in my multi-purpose sandbox, I don't know which reason I'm going to need it for. But I'm preparing it for reasons that I'm definitely going to need it. Instead, you're always in Safek. I'm using my multi-purpose sandbox that I use for many reasons.
That's my question.
But that's not the
Safek. Right. You're going to call it to a Safek. I mean, for sure it's going to happen.
No, it's not in my dining room. Hopefully it'll be in the outhouse. It doesn't have to happen in the middle of my dining room, in the middle of the Shabbos. It doesn't have to happen.
Same with everything when you prepare. Everything is a suffix from, but in that ocean, everything is a suffix.
But, I'm preparing it for, I know, first, you've got a simple case. I know I'm shachting a chicken tomorrow. Yeah. Very simple case. I know I'm shachting a chicken, so I prepared it for the Vata. That's a very simple case.
You don't know if you're shachting a chicken, it's more complicated.
It's a little more complicated. I still think that even if you don't know shachting a chicken, I still think that, I don't know, it's a good question. Fine. The case, let's assume in a normal case, I don't know. If you're not sure if you're shachting a chicken,
bring it in for general use,
though,
right?
Yeah,
the back
use.
Of the chicken, it's
not
that's, I think,
that's fine. Yeah, but it's a case of a suffix.
That's the whole case before. The gina and the this and that, everything is considered prepared. Once you bring it, once it's prepared, it's considered prepared for
everything. But it's from the other side, though.
It seems like it doesn't matter. It seems like
from the Gemara.
Because Rashi don't even want to review this case. Rashi, we're using Rabbi Yehuda's sandbox. We'll review the sandbox case. That's why I saw that. It must be something from that side we don't care about, because who the sandbox is, a general sandbox. I don't know what I didn't say I'm only using it for one purpose. So that's something I don't know exactly what I'm using it for. I don't think that bothers us. I don't know if I'm using it for a chicken or for this, but if it's for all certain, I'm certainly going to need it. The only problem is when I don't even know if I need it in this case. So then my mind didn't prepare for this. That's clear. From Rashi, that's why it's clear. Because Rashi said we're going in review, like Rashi said, we're going in review, though.
Well, two things. One, you can always say the sand is where anything that might come up, definite, positive, maybe, however.
Right.
That will cover the effect. Also, there's later on an argument about the child. Is it definite or is it indefinite? And there's an argument that we have a little kid running around, anything can happen.
Right. Okay, good. Right, so we'll see. Right now, the Gemara, it seems that. Right now we're going that the child, the Gemara is saying in Rava that the child is considered indefinite, the child is indefinite. The child is a Safek. The Gemara is going to say Rava is a Safek. Fine, that the child is a Safek. Fine. Let's see Rashi. For us, the Rava Latame, six lines up from the white lines in Rashi. Rabbi goes according to this reading. The Amar that he says, Misha Daito Levadai, he whose mind is on the Vada, you prepared it for definite purposes, Rami Anafshei, he doesn't place it on himself, La Azmune Lemidi Lestisafik, to prepare it for something that's a doubt. That you don't do it like that. When you have in mind to use it for definite purposes, specifically that you don't have in mind for Safik purposes. That's Rav Shita, like we see. He says, "Hichnis afar machasas vaytzaya b'yamtam." Right, so in yamtam, you brought in dirt. Sheyesh leitinak, you have a small child. The yari, you're afraid. Shema yato rei, maybe he's gonna give up his menorah. He's gonna go to the bathroom b'yamtam. Lefanav, in front of him. Problems in front of him. You're not sure what's gonna happen in front of him. He's still gonna go to the bathroom, saying, but you're not sure. The whole not suffix is if it's gonna be lefanav. It's gonna be in front of me, in my middle of my dining room. Of course, hopefully it'll be outside where he's supposed to be.
This is also a little strange for me in this sense that before you have a hedge to if it's in front of him, you have a hedge to Gashurit. So why you want to use the topic Muksa instead? This is like you have a vada, you have a hedge to get out of your house.
It's a good question, but with the but it's still not a hedge to touch the sand. We want a hedge to cover with sand. Perhaps ready to have to bring it out.
I know, but why rely on a suffix muksa?
When I rely, you can use it.
No.
In which case,
I'm saying to cover up the sin. When you have the hatter of grav shere, which is vada, you can move it out of your living quarters.
I would say I don't want. Let's say it was a little bit. I just want to cover it. I just find shoveling it out. I don't do. I'll be scooping. I just put that sand. I wanted that sand. For whatever reason, that's what they used to do. I don't know why they took it outside. It's not like they covered it up with sand. Like it was just water, a lot of water. So you just cover it up with sand and start taking it outside. I'm saying, Rek.
I'm Sashu. It's Rea. I thought Rea was.
Rei. Rei.
Maybe he shared this
year. What? No, he wants to make a collection. No, yeah.
Is this no Shia?
I don't know.
Sorry. I thought Re'i was urine.
Re'i is excrement.
It's excrement? What's urine?
What's the
language?
Maverick. Maverick. Use a Maverick language, like feet water. Fine. So he says, "Mutar l'chatsa is dam sefer." Right? He says, if you use that, you prepared it to cover over this child's stuff, then it's mutar l'chatsa by dam sefer. Then you're allowed also to use it for a definite purpose. You're allowed to cover over the bird. Sheyesh lo lishchayt the yomtiv that you're planning on slaughtering on yomtiv. The kimon sheyes minu l'safik, since you prepared it, and right, you already prepared it for a safik use. You might need it for the child. Conjugate all the more so levadi, all the more so in your mind, you also intended to prepare it for any definite use you're going to need it for. However, the other way is not true. He said, if you prepared it for the tzipor, for the bird, then asos l'chasas by tzayu, you're not allowed to cover the tzayu with it. Im yesh lo tinok katan, if you have a small child, the hitl tzar, so Rashi switches the words, the same thing, tzar, the yomtiv, then you're not allowed to use this dirt for the child. My time, but what's the reason? Because dam tzipor, by the blood of the bird for kisei hadam, vaday hayalai, shishchatenu, he certainly had this bird that he's going to want to shechted. V'yehei tzarech kisoi, and it's going to need kisoi. So you prepared it for a definite use. Aval hatzaya, but in the case of the tzara, safiku, it's a doubt, im yara, if it will happen, right, yara is like, if it will happen, b'makam, in a place hama'uslo, which is disgusting to him. So that's the suffix, right? Rashi is not saying suffix, the kid's going to go to the bathroom, Rashi specifically. The suffix is going to happen in a place where it's disgusting to him. Therefore, v'dayte la suffix. V'dayte la vaday. His mind was on the case that he prepared it for a vaday. But loy la suffix, he didn't have a mind to prepare it for a case where he might need it, so he had a mind to prepare it for the bird, and not for the child, so.
It sounds like it's mashma that according to Rashi, that if you weren't sure if you're going to shech the bird, it's not a prayer, because he's saying vada hayli ishchatenu, and then he's, because he could have just said the second word, tzrich kisei.
It's true, I agree. From this Rashi sound like this, in this scenario that we're saying vada is not for a suffix, has to be, but I don't know, because the other Rashi, from Rashi said Rabbi Yehuda said was mashma, like, I don't know, sound like a Steve Rashi.
Yeah,
because from the Rashi of Rabbi Yehuda sound like we're using Rabbi Yehuda's multi-purpose standby.
But no, it's good to speak Rabbi Shita and Rabbi Yehuda. Not necessarily Sierra.
But Rashi also, the Rashi before was going into Rabbi Yehuda. Machal, we have to look at it after. You're right. From this Rashi, sounded like your Vade case was, you for sure, you were planning and intending on shechting a bird. And you specifically prepared it for a Vade. You're right. From this Rashi, that's what it seems like. I agree. Fine. So that's Rabbi. Rabbi has a very nice shot. And our Braista. Why can't you cover over Dukisi Adam on a Koi on Yomtov? Because it's muksa. I have prepared the dirt. You only prepared it for definite purposes, not for cases where you might need it. You didn't have it in mind to prepare for these reasons. So it's muksa. So the Rabbana don't let you do kisi adam for this muksa. That's pshat of Rabban. That's pshat of the rice. However, according to Nahar V'loi, this pshat isn't going to fit in our price. Because Nahar V'loi argued on Rav. Nahar V'loi was a nickname for Rami Barbarivi. That's the Morrison Hedrin says. Maybe over there explains why, but that's a nickname for Rami Barbarivi. So Naravaloi argues on Rava. What does he say? Let's see the Gemara. Back in the Gemara, two lines up from the wide lines. Naravaloi, Amri, Naravaloi says, Afilu hichnes afar l'chazes bay dam tzipar. Even if you brought in dirt, you prepared the dirt in order just to cover the dam tzipar, which is for a vade reason, to do kisei adam. You prepared it for a specific reason, for a certain that you need a certain, then still mutter l'chasos by tzai. It's still mutter to cover over the tzai of the child. So he holds, even if you prepared it for a certain reason that you need, you're certainly going to need it for a vaday, for it's still going to be prepared even for the tzai, even for the safek. Right? He doesn't know the Rav's chiddush. He says, why? What's his shita? Let's see Rashi. The third wide line of Rashi. What's the logic behind the shita? Mutar l'chasas by tzaya. What is Rashi in the third line? Kivan da azmene. Since it's prepared. Azmene is prepared. Since it's prepared for a case of vaday. Kivan da azmene. Since it's prepared. Azmene is prepared for a suffix also. Second, that's interesting. Selling Rashi out of order. So Rashi says it could be the Hanami Karav Levade. It's interesting. Rashi is saying here that this case also is closer to Avade.
So
this is what I was saying yesterday, that Rashi is holding that this case is so close to Avada, maybe Nerbloy is saying that, okay, I'm saying that on the case of 100% Vadai, I have it prepared. Maybe in the case of 99%, that also is good enough.
Right, I'm just going to give you, because the next Rashi is out of order. The next Rashi, Nerbloy Amri, is afterwards. Really, should be before.
Right.
So that's, I think, unless he's going in the next Gemara. That's why for this Rashi, Mudul Chaz Batzah, he's going in the next Gemara. No, it's not. That doesn't say that. I'm saying that the Gemara later says Mudul Chaz Batzah. Sorry, unless the Rashi is out of order, unless he's saying in the next Shita, in the later Shita. That's okay. I don't know, right? Yes. The next Rashi in Arvaloi is out of order.
Before that.
The word Arvaloi Amri is really out of order. So I'm wondering if this whole Mutal Hadassah is going on further in the Gemara, meaning it's not going on Arvaloi now.
The fact is out of order as well. He's just defining who the Nehad, these people are, the Nehad, the Lot. It's so out of order. He's just telling you what's their status of who they are. It's this one guy.
Right, and that's what I realized in the next Rashi.
Why? Because the next, the Nerbloy Amari, that just comes to tell us who he is.
Right,
one second.
It's not so... It's like a side Rashi. It's not dependent on the...
But it sounds like this Mudul Chaz is going before. No one says like Rashi is out of order. I mean, no one inside says anything that's out of order. Unless this, it sounds like this Rashi, Mudul Chaz is going to the Gemara before. The Mar before said, if you prepare it for a Dam Tzipar, once you prepare for Dam Tzipar, then it's also going to be prepared for Dam Sa. Right? So on that Rashi is saying, we're assuming right now, like the Shita, that it's Karav Levadai. The Mar later is going to switch that. The Mar later is going to say, Rabbi really holds it to the other Shita, that it's always good, even in the Sun. It's not like this Rashi is going on the Gemara before. Say, if Rashi going on, I mean, this Mutal Chaz
is saying. We're saying that in the case of Vadai, it's close enough to this right. Tzipar that it should be covered.
In the case of Tzipor, in the case of Tzipor for Vadai, it's close up to the Toya. In the case of Vadai for the Tzipor,
it's so close, the Vadai is so close to the Tzipor, which is almost the Vadai, that it should be covered.
You mean the Toya,
yeah.
Yeah, fine. So it's closer to...
Fine,
is
it? Say, yeah.
The Toya, you mean? Yeah. The Toya is close to...
That's not... Well, you could go to the bathroom of the house. I mean, it's a high...
Right, high.
It's a high, very high percentage of Charles.
Yeah.
And then I think that's what they come to argue in the next.
Right, but that's what's going to change.
Right.
At the ending, why is it going to change that? I mean, because when we say rubber really holds.
Well, rubber holds like the opinion that says no.
Mom says 50-50.
Right.
Right.
But the argument is in this.
Fine.
How certain is the solo case?
Yes. But it's interesting, the word Rashi writes according to the other Shita now. Right, Rashi's like assuming one.
That's how I read it.
Right, yeah, fine. But, so Mudul Chaz is before Narvalai. This is still in the first Shita, this is still in Rava. In Rava, he's saying Mudul Chaz Betzaya. According to Rava, right, Rava's saying once you prepare for Vade, it's also prepared for Safid. It's interesting, Rashi's saying why? Because in this case, we'll tell you because this is close enough to a Safid. Since it's a Vade, so a case of close to a Vade also is considered prepared. Right? Since Safid is. Like class is inevitable to happen. It's very possible, very normal to happen.
Well, 99%.
Right, this is before they invented diapers.
Right.
Before they came with this idea. So there's a good chance they're going to have to get. So therefore, you also, if you prepare for your bird, to certain keys in them, you also prepare for the time. Fun. Then we said Narvalai Amr. Narvalai says, it's always prepared. Right, Narvalai Rashi was done Hedra and Fires to Hurali Barbariti. Right, they said, that, and then he says, that she says, everything's always prepared. Right, once you prepare it, even for a suffix, he says,
but
that's not Narvaloi.
If you keep running in that same thought, Narvaloi Amar, Filu, Haknes Afar, Lekisobo, Dam, Sibo, Mutar, Lekisobo, Soa. Only for the night, let's say, called is still the 99%. Even if it's considered for a Vadai, it's good for the Soa, just that 99%. Let's not call it the full suffix of a koi. You hear what I'm saying? Because that's what we just had a second ago. If we're going to tell me that if they just told me, forced it down my throat, that the soa is so close to a vadai, so what is Narav Loi saying? Narav Loi is saying that in the case of a vadai, it's prepared for a tsoah, a karov levadai.
Right, you can read the Gemara like that for now, right? And then we'll see. Then we'll have a question later how it works. Fine. Yeah, fine. So Nevelai saying, right, Nevelai saying that even if you brought the upper in to cover over the Dam Tzipor, right, it's still good enough to also cover over the Tzai, because even though Dam Tzipor is this case that you're certainly going to need it, since Tzai is also going to be Karav Levadai, you're almost for sure going to need it, it's also considered prepared. That's what we're going to say now. Now, the Gemara is going to ask about this point right now. Amri Marava, they said in Marava, where's Marava? Marava is in the west. The west of Babel is Eretz Yisrael. Right? Amri Marava. Plagi about Rabbi Yosef bar Chama and Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yosef bar Chama and Rabbi Zera argued. Va'amrilan, some say it was Rava Breda Rabbi Yosef bar Chama for Rabbi Zera. Right? It wasn't Rabbi Yosef bar Chama himself. It was Rava his son. Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, argued with Rabbi Zera. Chad Amar 1 says, Koi harehu kutsaya. That Koi, just like the doubt, we have a doubt by a Koi, it's a 50-50, we don't know if you need Kisya Adam or not. Therefore, if you to prepare this third case of something, Hareo Katsaya, it's just like in Tzaya that we tell you that
it's 99%.
I'm not saying it's like, no, I'm saying it's like in Tzaya. Hareo Katsaya, which means their stuffing is the same, which means, let's see.
No, but remember, we're comparing off of the soa, which we said. But now we're switching. But, so we say, Korei, who could soa, the Koi, this 50% is like a soul, which is a 99%.
Doesn't make any
sense. It's all considered
a soul. Because Tzai is really 50-50.
Yeah.
Because Tzai is also
50-50.
Of course. Because
so it's considered a suffix, period.
Meaning, we're not looking at it as a Karol Levada. You're viewing it as a 50-50.
Yes.
Fine, good. Which means, if I tell you Koi Hariyo Kutsai, really what Yomini is saying is that just like by Koi, you're a 50-50 if it needs Kisei Adam or not. Right? And therefore, if it's considered, if you're going to need the dirt for it or not. So Tzai also... Right, they're also the reason why they're also
even if it's Karev Levada,
even if it's not Karev Levada,
even if it is Karev Levada,
no, because then for sure it's good. Then for sure it's good. If it's Karev Levada, for sure it's good.
What do you mean? Why is it for sure good?
The Chiddush is the other way. That even if it's like a 50-50, then still we still make on you. We still
not. Why are you saying for sure it's good? How are you saying for sure it's good?
He's saying the Kaya is the same level. Meaning Tzaya and Kaya are the same level, which means just if Kaya is, we're not saying Kaya is Karev Levada. Just like Kaya is 50-50, it's a suffix. Mm-hmm. It's for the same reason, Tzaya also is Motuk, it's a 50-50. I mean, you're viewing it, I mean, it's like stronger.
Why can't you say, just like you say Kaya is 50-50, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Why can't you say this way? Why, just like you say Kaya is 50-50, also in the case of Soa, which is 99%, we still view it as a suffix.
No, Rashi says other way.
No, Rashi says Karev Levada, he doesn't say
no, that was originally, but now we're changing. Rashi, yeah. That's the only we're changing. So that's
all. Who can
I said, but that's now the Gemara is getting into that question. That's going to be the Gemara's second choice. The Gemara's first choice is not like that. The Gemara's first choice is it's 50-50. The Gemara's going to get to that how we said originally.
I think I agree with you.
He's saying it's a reset. Like, now we're going back.
I agree with you. I think you're not understanding my question. Could I'm be. Saying just like the Koi is a 50-50.
So too,
the Tzoa, which is a 99%, it's a much greater percentage chance that it's going to happen. It's also regarded as a 50-50.
Let's see Rashi. Hamachnis offer l'chasibat, the fourth line of Rashi. Hamachnis offer l'chasibat tzoya. Right? One who brings in dirt to cover the tzoya. Mutter l'chasibat tam koi. You'll also be mutter to cover over tam koi. Why? Tzev is a suffix. This and this, we view them as the same 50-50 suffix. Right, we're not saying, oh, Tzoya has a much bigger chance, so therefore it's more like a Vadi. We're not viewing it like that. They say, no, since the question if it's for sure going to happen, it's in the suffix zone. So if you prepared it for something which is suffix zone, you prepared it for a Koi, you could also use it for Tzoya, and the same way you go the opposite. So if you prepare for the Tzoya, you can use it for a Koi.
No matter what the probability is, suffix
right, they're both suffix and suffix, and once you prepare for one suffix, it's also, you could also use it for the other suffix. That's one sheet. Good, perfect. So what does Gemara say? Chad Amar Koi Hariyo Ketzaya. The Chad Amar Koi Eina Ketzaya. One says Koi is not like Ketzaya. Let's see Rashi. Chad Amar Koi Eina Ketzaya. It's not like Ketzaya. They're not in the same level of suffix. But Machnes Ofer L'chasa Ketzaya. One who brings in Ofer to cover over Ketzaya. Right? Azur L'chasa is Vadam Koi. It's Azur. It's forbidden to cover over the Dam of the Koi. Why? Because they're on different levels.
You're saying that the
soul
is like a
Vada. Right. The Koi L'gabe Ketzaya. Kesuffik legabe gvade. A koi, with regard to tzoya, is like a suffix to a vade. Right? Why? The tzayas tinach shchicha ukrev levade. The tzayim tinach is almost for sure going to happen. It's very common, and it's almost like a vade. So if I prepared it for the tzaya, right? So it's not necessarily going to be prepared for a case of a koi. Just like when I prepare for a vadai, it's not considered prepared for a suffix according to Rava, right? So too, when I prepare for a case that's 90% going to happen, or 99% going to happen, which is for the tzaya, it's not considered prepared for the koi, which I only need a 50% chance I'll need. So work in percentage. The first thing he told, I don't care. Once you're not 100%, if you prepared it for this reason, for a tzaya, even if it's considered a suffix, I don't care how much your percentage in your suffix is, it's prepared for all suffix. Right? The other two things, no. There's different levels of suffix. He's in the psychology. If you prepare it for something which is 99% chance it's going to come, it's not necessarily going to be prepared for a case of 50%. Right? It's not necessarily prepared for a case of 50%.
Well, the way I understand it is because of the whole ending with moksa is with das, when you have das on the
right.
So even though the tzoy is be'etzim, it's a suffix whether it's going to happen.
Right.
In your head, it's considered vada.
It's not
about what's more likely. It's about how you understand it. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a shayla. What it's about? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a psychological thing. Or it's a chazal. I don't know where the shayla is. It's a good question. Where the point of the shayla is? Harani, he knows if there's a shit.
Supposedly there's a shit.
What does that mean? It's not confirmed. Okay, so we can keep on going. We want to try to get to the dot. Anyway, it doesn't start at 12 o'clock. It never started at 12 o'clock. It probably never will. So it's fine. Tistayim, the Rabbi Uda Omar, Koi Hariho Kitsa. We bring a proof, which is my finish this Gemara now, that we say Rabbi holds that Koi is like Tistayim. Meaning, once the suffix is a suffix, I'm not starting to make percentages. Percentile, you're 99% suffix, you're 50%, I don't care what. If you're in suffix land, you're psychologically prepared for suffix uses, it's going to be used for all suffix uses. Let's just stay like that for now. Good? Okay, real quick, say why? What's my proof? Because the Amar Rava, what did Rava say? Hichnes offer l'chasas b'tzaya. Rava, if you brought in, sorry, hichnes offer l'chasas b'tzaya. If you brought in offer to cover over the tzaya, mutter l'chasas b'tam tzipar. It's mutter to cover over the dam of the person. You brought it in for suffix reasons. For sure, it's good enough to cover the dam tzipar, which is a vade reason. Dam tzipar. If you brought it in the bird, for the kisei adam for the bird, blood of the bird. Asur l'chasas by tzaya. Then you're not allowed to cover over the tzaya. So this time, we have a proof. Let's see, Rashi.
Suffix, you can cover a vade. Even in a 99% suffix, you can't cover it.
And essentially, Rashi lost in the Gemara. No, our Gemara says it's Tistayim, the Rabbi Uda Amar. Let's see, Rashi Tistayim. 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down, the wide lines, the last one on the line. Tistayim, the Rabbi Uda Amar, Tzoya Kasaf. We want to bring a proof that Rabbi holds Tzoya is mamish like a 50-50 suffix. Because we're not like people, oh, it's a 90%, 99% suffix. The Koi, Mutter Bazman is Tzoya. Therefore, a Koi will be Mutter. When you prepare the dirt for the tzaya, because once you prepare for a case of a suffix, it's considered prepared for all suffix. So once you prepare for the tzaya, it's prepared for a kai. The Amar Rabbi said, Hichnis offer l'chasas by tzaya, mutter l'chasas by dam tzipor. Right? If you brought in dirt to cover the tzaya, it's also mutter to cover the dam tzipor. If you brought it for a suffix, it's good for a vada. However,
it's good for the suffix. If you brought it for the 50% suffix, it's good for the 99% suffix.
No, it's not
the other way. We're saying that the same suffix. Alma suffixu, that is a general suffix.
What's that? Let's read it. Alma Rabbi, reading the heading of Rashi. He's repeating the Gemara. Hechmes offer l'chasas by tzaya. You brought an offer to cover over tzaya, which is a suffix. Mutter l'chasas by tam tzipor. You're allowed to cover over the case of the vada.
Right.
However, tam tzipor.
Right.
If you brought it for tam tzipor, utter l'chasas by tzaya. You're not allowed to cover for tzaya. Alma, what do we see? We see suffixu. We see that you're not treating this as a vadai, rather you're treating it as a suffix. I see that when you prepare something for a vadai reason, for the bird, it's not good enough for tzaya, correct? Which means, where does tzaya come in on the charts? Is tzaya considered a vadai? Because 99% is going to happen? Or do you regard tzaya as a suffix? Because there's a chance it's not going to happen, so you're looking at it as a suffix.
So
the fact that Rabbi says that when you prepare it for a vadai, it's not good enough for tzaya. I mean, tzaya is still called in the suffix zone. Right? That's the whole question. Right? How do you view tzaya? Do you view it as a suffix? Or do you view it as a vada?
Right.
We know Kai for sure is a Tzav, because they're 50-50, so they're sure of Tzav. Right, but what about Tzav, which means when you prepare for Tzav, right, or if you prepare for a Vaday, does that include Tzav, because it's almost a Vaday?
Right? Is that how we hold like a cross shots, like, even in a case that's normally considered 99%, we still view it as a suffering?
Depends on what, depends on, every, what's that? Every halacha is different, because there's something you go right, something about the Mashish, it depends on the, right. It's very different, every case is different, whatever this goal is, there's that cost, I mean, here we go, the Mashish, we go right, it's very, every case is different. 1 second. If you're going with Rabia, you're 51% to go, you need 99%. But Karbal Vade, it definitely helps. It depends on the case, yeah. So, Alma Sovic sees this. So, again, what was our whole Gemara's question? Gemara's question was, what is Tzaya? Is Tzaya, since it's 99%, let's say, is it almost like a Vade?
What's the definition of suffering?
No, that's not really our question. What's the definition of suffering?
What's the definition of Vade? Is 99% ever considered like a Vade?
In this case, we want to, are you considering it for Hilchas Muktzah? Meaning, it's really in this case. Yeah, because it can't go for every sugi. Every sugi is different.
Right.
Every sugi is its own question. Everything is different. And everything has its own number. I'm saying, in this muktzah, it's like in Chazal, when they made muktzah, right? And they say, when you prepare, let's say we're holding a Rav Shita, that when you prepare for a Vaday, it's not considered preparing for a Safek. Right? So where does Tzaya come in on that scale? Do you view it as a Vaday, since it's almost a Vaday? So it's psychologically, when you prepare for a Vada, you're also preparing for Tzaya. Or no. Tzaya on that scale, since it's not for sure going to happen, it's in the suffix zone. So when you prepare dirt for a Vada, it's not prepared for the Tzaya. That was the question of the mismatch. So we see from Rava, it's clear to us that he viewed it as a suffix. We have a Brisa clearly. We have a Shita clearly. Rava tells us that even when you prepare for a Vada, for Dam Tzifar, it's not good enough for your Tzaya. Which means he's viewing Tzaya as a suffix. That's clear to us. So which would mean, if you prepare for a Vaday Tzipor, it's not good enough for Tzaya, right? But if you prepare, because Tzaya is a Safek. But if you prepare for Tzaya, then it's good enough for a Koy, because you prepared it for a case of a Safek. That's what comes in, right? Mm-hmm. If you hold Tzaya as a Vaday, so if you prepare it for a Tzaya, it's not good enough for a Koy, because it's a Safek.